Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. I guess when the Indians are heading out on the road, they've had a homestand, which some exciting pitching, but still that hitting is getting keeping us from getting victories. Yesterday was one of those cases with Carrasco on the mound and just not enough offense.
Yeah, we just couldn't get our hitting shoes going. Last weekend at home against Minnesota, we went wild on offense, and then we head to Minnesota this past weekend, and Corey Kluber pitched in a remarkable one-hitter on Friday night, and we had some great pitching efforts the last 2 days, but we couldn't get any hits to score enough runs to win, and that's sort of been the mantra of the year. We just have struggled offensively all year long.
Well, it was good to see Josh Tomlin back on the mound. A familiar name, but not much this season, obviously. But he must have been picking up a little of the vibe that's in the pitcher's clubhouse, I guess.
Well, I tell you, Josh is one of those guys that you root for. Just a phenomenal guy. Absolutely a wonderful teammate. Really works hard. I guarantee you that everybody in our clubhouse was feeling good that Josh Tomlin was back in a big league uniform and enjoying himself. He pitched well. He just gave up 2 solo homers, had his breaking ball working, which was really good. You know, the kind of thing that you're looking for a guy that comes off surgery and is rebounding from that is how good is his breaking ball? What kind of tempo would he have? And really, he looked like he didn't miss a beat. So it was good to see Josh back with the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a reminder of a sense how delicate it is as a pitcher. You know, he came to camp. He was in a really good shape, it seemed like, you know, but that injury took place. We're fortunate, I think, this year with a lot of the pitchers that we've had so far, injury bug has not really been a bit of a problem for us.
No, early in the year, we had a couple veterans out of spring training that got hurt, Gavin Floyd, Sean Markham, et cetera, that, you know, we thought we were going to be able to count on. But for the most part, the guys that, you know, are taking a ball every fifth day, and Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar, Trevor Bauer. TJ House was probably the biggest injury we had to a young pitcher. He's still trying to fight through it. He's in Arizona rehabbing, trying to get it back. But, you're right. For the most part, knock on wood, we've been pretty good health-wise with our pitching staff.
Okay, so the Indians are now back on the road. What's next for the Tribe? Boston, right? And then the Yankees.
Huh? Yeah, we haven't seen the Red Sox yet this year, which is very odd. And this will be our first look at the Red Sox. Then we go to Yankee Stadium for 4.
And if people ever wanted to know what happens to the folks when the Tribe goes on the road, they go play golf. I guess that's where you're headed today, right?
I'm at a charity golf outing in Pennsylvania, the Tito Francona charity golf outing for a hospital here in the Valley of Beaver Falls, Newcastle, New Brighton area. And Tito has been doing this for a number of years, raises money for cancer research, and always a lot of fun, especially to see Tito, but to help him out in a good cause.
Well, we're going to come back with you and get a trivia question. Think about pitching. We'll have the answer or the trivia question coming up for some Indians tickets right after this.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
It is 728 at WEOL at our Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio. Okay, what is our trivia question this morning, Bob, for four tickets for the Angels game on August 30th?
Well, let's stick with pitching and stick with Corey Kluber. Pitched a one-hitter on Friday night. I think most people would probably guess that Bob Feller holds the franchise record for the most one-hitters pitched by a Cleveland pitcher. How many one-hitters did Bob Feller toss?
And, of course, this does not include the no-hitters that he's had. So this is the one-hitters. How many one-hitters did Bob Feller toss? That is our trivia question this morning. And I will just give a clue. It's over six. Let's just start with that point of reference. Bob, we will talk with you again next week. Have a good game.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. See you later.
Stay out of the hazards when you're out there.
Yeah.
Bob DiBiasio with the Tribe here. Again, 322-0930. 322-0930 for the four tickets for the Indians-Angels game on August 30th. How many one-hitters did Indians pitcher Bob Feller throw in his career?